Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And the word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. St. John the Evangelist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. St. John, the evangelist and apostle, whose octave day we celebrate today, might well have said those very words as he restfully laid his head on the heart of our blessed Lord during that Last Supper, and the most sublime, though secret, words were spoken between Creator and his creature. I often think how often we human beings would like to say, as we struggle to know what course of action to take in any given situation, or to find out the will of God, or sometimes even just to know the love of God toward us, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. We wish that he would just speak to us, as he did when he descended from heaven to earth, to the Garden of Eden, to speak to Adam and Eve after they had just sinned. Or we would like to hear him come and speak a word with his beautiful voice, as he did to Moses on Mount Sinai when he received the commandments amid the claps of thunder and the brilliant lightning. Or we would like to hear every now and again the divine voice speaking to us, as he did to the Old Testament prophets when he revealed exactly what his will was at that time. But the odds, well, the odds are against all of us that this would ever happen to any of us, that he would speak in such a way. But he does speak nonetheless, but God speaks to us in different ways. He is, as it were, a soft-spoken God. We have to listen. We have to be quiet. And it's so easy for us to miss what he is saying because he is so soft-spoken. And if we're not careful, we always run that risk of missing those words of God. But if we listen, he will speak to us through every one of his creatures. Every creature is, you might say, a word of God which is spoken to us for our benefit. I was reading a meditation this morning for the first Friday of January. And it says we might look up into the nighttime sky with all of the innumerable stars. And sacred scripture tells us God calls each by name. But we look up and we see the innumerable stars so far away that we have no conception, no idea of their almost incredible speed, and we cannot hear the deafening roar as they pass through all of space. But nonetheless, as we look up into that nighttime sky, these stars preach an eloquent sermon to all of us. They speak to us about the power and the glory and the goodness, too, of Almighty God. As sacred scripture tells us, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. And the same can be said of every other one of his creatures, the mountains and the rivers and the valleys, the animals and the angels too, and then last of all, men. We are created in the image and the likeness of God. And all of these things speak to us, just a little word of what God is. But the visible world is a word which is spoken by God since the beginning of time. But what do we call the second person of the Blessed Trinity? We call him the Word of God, spoken by the Father from all eternity. He is equal to the Father in all things, infinitely holy as well. It was in a very mysterious manner, we'll never quite understand it, with our limited intellects, but it was done in a mysterious manner that the Word, the Son of God, would proceed from the mouth of the Father and yet remain with the Father. When we speak a word, it leaves us. It is no longer with us. But when he spoke his word, it remained united with him. All that God has created, we must always remember this, he created by his word. And all light, all life, comes to us from him. He is, as we are told in the last gospel that we read in every Mass, the Gospel of St. John, he is the true light which enlighteneth every man that cometh into this world. And he is the true light this Christmas season that enlightens your heart and your soul. But you must come close to the nativity scene and listen for his word. I think perhaps that God spoke to us in the most sublime manner at the incarnation and birth of Christ. And the word that he spoke, and the word was made flesh. The word of God, we can never contemplate it too much. The word of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, became a poor, helpless child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger for us. We see how, as we go up to the nativity scene, we see how this little child looks so mildly upon us, and how tenderly he extends his hands to you. Later on, he would extend his hands to embrace the entire world, to draw them to himself on the cross. But here, in the stable, he extends his hands to pull us closer to his sacred heart. And every time that that heart of the infant beats, it beats for what reason? It beats for the salvation of men. And so when he speaks to us from the manger scene this Christmas, what word does he tell us? What does he give us? It is the lesson, the sermon of the love of God toward man, that he would humble himself to such an extent as to become a little tiny baby so that he could suffer. Because as God, he couldn't suffer, but as man, he could. That he would do all of that for us. And we go from the nativity scene to the real Bethlehem, the altar. It is, the Mass that is not only Calvary represented for us, redone, relived, but it is also every Mass a Bethlehem. Christ descends from heaven to earth, and he lays on the white linen cloth of the corporal. And then he comes to us in communion, looks for a place, an inn, where he can lay his little infant head. All of this is his word to us this Christmas season. It is the love of the Sacred Heart towards men. And we can never contemplate this lesson too much. We need it. We need to know it. We need to live it in our daily life. So as we hear the voice of the infant Jesus speaking to us this Christmas season and telling us, preaching this sermon of the love and the goodness of God towards man, let us open our hearts to it. Let us truly believe and make that act of faith that God loves us with an infinite love that can never die. And then let us draw all the practical conclusions from it as well, and love God in return. But we're speaking of words today, and language and all of that. God does not want us to love him by mere words. He wants us to love him by deeds. The word was made flesh. It was an act that was fulfilled. And his whole life long, he continued to live out his life of love for us. So let us then, in even the tiniest ways, let us live out our love for Almighty God by little sacrifices. Your communion today, when you receive the same privilege that St. John did at the Last Supper and are able to lay your head on the Sacred Heart of our Lord, speak to him. But then listen, because he'll have a word or two to say to you, Maybe it's a sacrifice that he asks of you today, or some virtue that he inspires you to practice, or a good deed that you need to do for a neighbor or a family member or whomever else. But God will have a word. Let us today then listen for this soft-spoken God to speak to our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.